This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
To me, it's more about I'm trying to have a little more fun instead of being so serious about being good. I just want to have fun.
Could you paint about your, you know, the landscape around here, which is so different, and then your life here, which I presume has got to be different?
It is. I have painted several pictures. Will I paint a show about it?
Is that easy? Is that an easy thing to do when you've done a show like this?
To paint things yeah, around here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You still recovering from this one?
I am. I'm recuperating.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm definitely... I'm going to go get a Burgerville or something after this. Just something, I don't know.
Okay, well, this is KBOO's Art Focus. My name's Joseph Gallivan. My guest this week is Miles Cleveland Goodwin, and his new painting show, A Long Road Home, is at the Frolic Gallery until March 30th, that's at 714 Northwest Davis in Old Town. And Miles will be doing a talk on March the 9th at 11 a.m. if you want to go and see the paintings and hear him speak at the same time. So thanks very much, Miles.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Andy Warhol, just a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Tune in Tuesday night at 6 p.m. to Out Loud, KBOO's queer culture radio show.
Out Loud celebrates and serves the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and allied communities.
Out Loud features interviews with local and national community groups, authors, musical talent, and anyone from the queer community.
Connect with us online at kboo.fm/outloud. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
This Wednesday at 6 p.m., tune in to Treasures from the KBOO Vault. We'll feature an interview conducted by Margaret Butler with two representatives of Voices of Hope and Anger, women who are fighting the presence of United States military bases domestically and internationally.
Who have, through sharing our stories, our personal experiences, and our work opposing militarism, have made connections. And we have established the fact that our struggles are linked. And that's sometimes difficult to do just with words.
And we'll also listen to a recording of Joan Baez performing in the early 1970s at Reed College. That's this Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on KBOO Portland.
And now, the KBOO News at Noon, for March 5th, 2013. Oregon state Republicans proposed $1.5 billion in cuts to the public employee's retirement system on Monday. The Republican proposal dwarfs Kitzhaber's $865 million proposed cut to the system, as well as the state Democrats' $455 million proposed cut. The legality of any cuts to the public employee's retirement system will likely be challenged and brought before the Oregon State Supreme Court.
As their bargaining team meet with the security companies that employ them, security officers of Greater Portland and Southwest Washington rallied together Friday, March 15th for a fair contract and good jobs. These officers are part of Stand for Security, a union working to improve the security industry and thus ensure safer communities. The rally will be at Director Park in Portland from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, go to www.goodjobsstrongcommunitiespdx.org.
A new study claims that gunshot-related injuries and deaths cost Americans $12 billion a year. This means that every gun costs the American public an average of $32. These costs include medical bills, costs of court proceedings, and lost work.
Jewish Americans are speaking up in a billboard campaign against the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in anticipation of its annual gala event in Washington, D.C. this week. AIPAC is one of the most powerful lobbying groups influencing U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, supporting military buildup and settlement expansion, yet does not represent the views of most Jewish Americans who are pro-peace. The 100 ads throughout the Metro D.C. area will be posted for the next 2 weeks.
An unknown party torched two new Palestinian-only buses in Israel today. The Palestinian-only buses were launched last week after Israeli settlers complained about sharing buses with Palestinians. The new bus lines have been denounced as a form of racism by Palestinian advocacy groups. 2,000 farmers from all over Greece trekked to Athens today to protest austerity measures and higher taxes. An end to tax exemptions for Greek farmers was a condition for Greece to receive rescue loans from other Eurozone governments. One protester said that with higher taxes, it took his family a whole month to earn enough money to fill his tractor up with gas. That's all for the KBOO News at Noon for March 5th, 2013. Tune in every weekday at 5 for more local, national, and international news produced by volunteer reporters in our Portland studios. For KBOO News, I'm Rob Shryock.